every culture has some concept of intuition, and it's about knowing without having information. It's just, some people think of it as that still, small voice within. Some people feel it more physically, they'll say, I just have a feeling in my gut. Some people call it their trusted source or the voice of God or their guardian angel or whatever. They may just have they might not call it anything. They just always know that they need to go with it when it comes up.
It's a brilliant way of describing it, but I don't know if this has been your experience, but in mine, as an entrepreneur for the better part of 10 years, I don't find a lot of people talking about how they use intuition in their business. So how can your intuition help you in your business?
Okay, that's a great question. And no, there aren't a lot of people talking about it, but I agree with what you said earlier. It's indispensable. One of the big things that happens in business is that we have a million decisions coming at us every day, and a lot of times we have to make those decisions without having all the information that we'd like to have. And we can't wait. We have to go ahead often. Sometimes you can wait, but, a lot of times you have to go ahead anyway and make some kind of decision and go with your gut, and it will really save you from making a lot of mistakes. So that's one thing. And the other thing is that what's the most precious commodity for anybody who's self-employed? It's time. And
yes, absolutely.
If you use your intuition to guide your choices about should I take this opportunity or that opportunity, your intuition will guide you towards the one that's going to be most lined up with your purpose and your goals, and it will save you time.
I suspect that with all the distractions that we have, Rose, in our culture, that it may be difficult for some people to really tune into their intuition. Is that true?
It is true. And not only that, but I think our culture sort of really likes the left brain logic and has not traditionally valued the intuition so much. And so it's kind of gotten... I think everybody has it. I think it's natural. It's something that's just given to us to guide us through our lives and also for our protection. But it's kind of been deselected out in our culture, sometimes from childhood on up, and we are taught not to trust ourselves. But who else are you going to trust?
Yeah. You've got to be able to trust yourself if nobody else, but you've got a big challenge on your hand as a coach who, helps people really leverage this tool, which I think is so powerful. I mean, honestly, in the past 7 years, I've learned how to tune into mine more than ever before, and I agree with you, it helps. But you've got a big challenge on your hands, Rose. And the challenge, I think, is two things. Number one, you've got to connect with people at a business level who are mainly and mostly concerned about their bottom line. And you've got to say, okay, I know you've got to meet the bottom line dollars, but stop for a second and tune into the intuition. But you've got to do that. And it's really a complete paradigm shift because, again, there are some people who don't think that they're intuitive, if you will.
Well, it's true. And it does come down to a paradigm shift. One of the things you have to think about is, was it Einstein who said, you have to make a decision, do you live in a safe universe or a hostile universe? And it's going to really frame all your experiences, how you approach things. And if you can get neutral and really pay attention to what's going on and then start to just follow, like your inside guidance, I think we live in a safe universe where sometimes really challenging things happen. But all the highly, I want to tell you everything all at once here, so I'm kind of tripping over my own words. if you interview highly successful people, really high profile people who have a lot of people on their payroll, a lot of people who depend on them to do well and to make right decisions, they will all say that they use their intuition, that they wouldn't make a move without it.
Absolutely, and I was thinking about this conversation before we actually started about some of the biggest brands out there, and the one that came to mind was Apple. Steve Jobs, when he was heading up Apple before he passed away, talked about how he relied on his intuition. And that, you know, and that required him to go against what the trend said, go against what other thought leaders in the industry said. I mean, he just followed his intuition, and you see how big of a brand and how successful Apple is. So that's just one example. But you want to share an exercise with our listeners, and you want to show us what we could do right now to get more in touch with our intuition.
Well, one of the first things that people need to do is figure out how their intuition speaks to them. And everybody has the experience differently. So one of the first things to do is to just pay attention to when you've gotten messages in the past. If you start thinking about it and look to recent events in your life, you'll find yourself saying, why did I do this thing? I knew that I should do this other thing, you know, but I didn't trust myself. And so how did that message come to you? If you can take a moment and reflect on how did that message come to you? Was it like a little voice in your head? Was it a certain feeling that you get in your gut that you know you can always trust? Or, you know, maybe it was physical, that your muscles get tight when you're going in the wrong direction, or you take a big breath and a big sigh of relief when you're going in the correct direction, even if everybody tells you it's not. You know, listening to your own alignment inside your body. Sometimes it's just a knowing. Somebody told me that they were invited to an event, and they just knew that they shouldn't go. It wasn't anything bad. They just knew, like, no, I'm not going to go. And then later on, they found out why. A lot of times, the information doesn't show up until afterwards. So
exactly.
So that listening is the first place to start, and paying attention and just noticing as you go through your life, like, when does it come up? I mean, that's the simplest thing that you can start to do right away.
My intuition comes up for me as a whisper. It's a very calm whisper. It's a male voice. It's nothing loud. It's not like, hey, Monique, don't do that. You're crazy. It's just like, okay, Monique, not a good move. Make a different decision.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of sounds like my dad, to be honest with you. It's a little spooky. But, but over the years, I have really learned to trust that voice and to listen. But you know what's also helped me a lot, Rose, is just spending some time at the beginning of the day and just complete. You know, there are times when things are busy in my business and I, you know, jump up right away and feel tempted to check email.
Mm-hmm.
But I have had to force myself to get into the habit of just being in gratitude for a few minutes. This morning I actually went and walked on the beach. That's the advantage of living in Puerto Rico.
Yes.
In the middle of January. You know, So I did that, and I just go and I just say thank you for the blessing. And another thing that I said is that, you know, I intentionally align myself with the highest power in the universe. So that's how I do it.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I think you hit the nail on the head, is that you do this as a practice. And so you cultivate this, and it gets stronger and stronger, so that when you're in the crunch, you already know how to tap in.
Yeah, yeah. So you want to give folks some freebies that they can use to access and to tune into their intuition. But before you do that, tell us real quick, what kind of changes do people experience? When we talk about the bottom line, the bottom dollar, what kind of changes can people experience in their business success, when they start using their intuition more?
Well, they start getting out of their own way, which allows everything to flow, and it allows people to discover them. When we're tight, when we're anxious, our radiance can't show, and people can't really even see who we are or what we're offering. And so I find that when people tap into their intuition, they're able to empower their voice. They're able to ask for what they need in a way that it's easy for people to hear it. They're able to say who they are. The relationships tend to improve as well as the bottom line. So it's sort of like you water the root on the inside, and then the whole tree of life blossoms, including your business. I don't think that a really healthy business can be entirely separate from your life. It really has to be all of one fabric. It has to be a consistent throughout.
Yeah, love that. That's so true. When you connect with your inner voice, when you connect with your intuition, when you align yourself with the path that was chosen for you, as opposed to going this way because such and such is going down that road and doing what such because she found success doing that. And it's like, oh, my goodness, please stop the madness. Mm-hmm. Let me connect with what I am here to do. And when you do that, it's like magic happens and the gates of heaven open up and you can start to live in your overflow. I love it. Okay,
absolutely.
So before we run out of time, you got some freebies. Tell us how people can go and get what you're offering.
Okay, on my website, I have a free audio. It's called How to Make Decisions, How to Make Empowered Decisions with Grace and Ease. And my website is www.roseharrow, that's H-A-R-R-O-W, roseharrow.com/home is where you're going to find this. And I think you'll like it.
I think so, too. I love it. This is kind of stuff, Rose. Hey, Rose, you and I come from the same fabulous community of brilliant women entrepreneurs. So I want to give a big up to all of them who may be listening from stars. Hey, all you stars out there, thanks for listening. And thanks for supporting Rose. Listen, have a fabulous 2014, Rose. And thanks so much for coming into the Bold Zone. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Monique. My pleasure.